imagine putting in a trip to London into your daytimer. We're going to give you a chance to see Bad Omens at their sold-out show in London on the way on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have What's Up with Florida. A man was arrested for smashing pumpkins. Not the band, literally smashing pumpkins. And it had nothing to do with Halloween because it's Florida. There's rabid bat cases that are increasing in Southern California. Coincidence? It's October 30th? I think not. 420 Catch of the Day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we have tickets for Somber at the sold-out show at the Fonda on Sunday. And we got more of this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
That's a very happy Dracula song. It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. What's Up with Florida is on the way. There's a guy destroying pumpkins in front of a Target. Why? Your guess is as good as mine, but it's What's Up with Florida coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
It's the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Time for What's Up with Florida. I'm going to tell you a story, and I want you to formulate in your head what you think this guy does for a living. How is he employed? A Florida man was arrested for smashing pumpkins. Not the band. A Florida man's been accused of smashing actual pumpkins valued at nearly $500. Police say Aaron Thompson, 31 years old, came out late last week and destroyed about 80 pumpkins that were stored in front of a Target store in the Tampa Bay area.
Kick ass.
I don't think that's a good thing. A security camera recorded Thompson picking pumpkins out of the boxes located in front of the store and then putting them over his head and smashing them on the ground one by one. A few days later, the guy shows back up at that very same Target and the loss prevention officer goes, "Hey, that's the guy that was smashing the pumpkins." Calls the police. The police take him into the security office and show him the video of him slamming those pumpkins to the ground. And they asked him, "Hey, do you have any idea who this might be?" And Thompson said, "Yeah, that's me." They asked him, "Dude, what's up? Why are you destroying the pumpkins?" He stated he did it, quote, "because somebody was messing with him on Facebook. And it made him mad." Cops reported that he was unapologetic about his actions and said he'd do it again. Charged with felony criminal mischief, Thompson is being held in county jail in lieu of $5,000 bond. All right, what do you think he did for a living? The Florida man, Aaron Thompson, 31, plays the violin.
Kick ass.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, you're caller 20.
Oh, thank you. I would love to go to London. I've never been.
You qualified for a trip for two to see Bad Omens in London. It's a sold-out show, and you also got tickets to see them here in Southern California. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. That's amazing.
It is Halloween time. I love it so much. I love vampire movies more than any other type of movie, I think. Like Lost Boys, that's an older one. Bram Stoker's Dracula from the early 90s. From Dusk Till Dawn from the 90s. 30 Days of Night was about Barrow, Alaska, when the sun doesn't come up for a whole month. And that was pretty great. Also, the whole Underworld series with Kate Beckinsale. Pretty great. But if I could give you a suggestion to watch, it's a movie that just came out a few months ago, and it's called Sinners. And it is a fantastic vampire movie. Or just move to Riverside.
An increase in rabid bats has been reported just in time for Halloween in Riverside County.
That is good work, Riverside.
Vampire bats are the only bats in the world that feed on blood.
Gotta be honest, I love vampires.
And now health officials are urging the public to stay safe and vigilant.
How do we stay safe and vigilant around vampire bats?
It's a master of echolocation and uses bouncing ultrasonic sound waves to locate its victim.
Okay, I don't know how to hide from that.
Doctors are warning to never pick up or touch a bat.
All right, check. Never pick up or touch a bat. I can do that.
It can fly, but it prefers to sneak up on its prey from the ground.
Yeah, of course. Wait, what?
And report possible exposures to animal control or public health. Learning to spot rabies early in your pets can also help.
Without its blood fix every night, the bat will starve to death.
So it's desperate for blood. How do we know if we have rabies?
Symptoms can include increased aggression, difficulty walking or lack of coordination, and foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, maybe just lead with foaming at the mouth.
Dinner is served.
Count Dracula,
I am Dracula. And I bid you welcome.
That is Wet Leg on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A Florida man is facing charges accused of threatening teenagers during a heated confrontation out on the water.
All right, of course it's in Florida. Man on a boat threatening kids on a boat.
They say it started with a dispute over a boating etiquette.
I'm sorry, I thought you said a dispute over boating etiquette.
Then
all of them were out on the water when the man got upset, saying they created too big of a wake. Trouble on the water for a group of kids. Christopher Evanson is facing 5 felony counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Wait, he pulled a gun on the kids because they made too big of a wake?
This after some teens say he threatened to shoot them when they created a wake on a waterway near Orlando.
Oh, dude, lame.
Kevin Buchans didn't see the gun, but says he did see Evanson shouting at the kids.
He was threatening them all, come over here to the boat ramp, come park your boat, and I'll kill all y'all.
I mean, they did make a wake that was too big.
The police report describes video one of the kids recorded of Evanson. It states he reached into his pocket, grabbing a silver and black item, which had a shape resembling that of a semi-automatic handgun. Several kids say Evanson did point a gun at them.
All right, well, like we say, it's worth it over a wake that's too big.
He's an adult. He should know better.
Police only learned about this after Buchans called them about a different incident with Evanson. He says seconds after shouting at the kids, Evanson turned to Buchans and offered him a drink of whiskey.
I told him that that might be why you're in an argument with these other people in the boat, because you sound like you've had too much to drink already, is what I told him.
Well, Evanson told police he did yell at the kids and acted, quote, stupid, but says he didn't even have a gun with him. At first, Evanson told police he didn't own a gun at all, though he later admitted that was not true.
Oh, dude, lame.
We have the 420 catch of the day coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday is here now for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3. Number 1, a mom ended up firing her babysitter after finding out she'd been dipping into the family's art supplies. It turns out the babysitter was running a little side hustle to earn some extra income through photography, which is painting and photographing her feet for online clients.
Really?
The mom was furious when she realized the paint and glitter was being used for this reason. This is the text exchange between them. Mom, I found your foot social media content, and one of those viral videos is clearly my house and using my family's art supplies. Babysitter, it's not a big deal. Mom, it's not a big deal to post foot pics illegally on my property. Send me back all my prepaid balance I sent you. You're fired, and I'm considering calling the police. Babysitter, OMG, it wasn't a crime. Relax. What's your stance on this? Would you be upset about this?
No,
Kevin?
I would just say, hey, do it in your own place.
Yeah, do it on your own time.
Yeah. Crazy.
Number 2, a Detroit police officer left a judge in disbelief after he appeared in his boxers during a hearing over Zoom on Monday. He was in his uniform from the waist up, but because of the angle of where his computer was, the officer was unaware that the camera showed him half-dressed as he appeared on screen. This was the exchange between the judge and the officer.
You got some pants on, officer?
Sir, they're in the... No, sir.
So, got some pants on?
I feel like he was starting to say, my pants are in the dryer, but then he just was like...
No, sir.
Yep. Needless to say, he adjusted his camera, and then they just all pretended like nothing happened.
I love it.
Number 3. This is going to be your favorite, Kev. Dictionary.com has announced that it has selected 6-7 as its word of the year for 2025.
Dictionary.com is still a thing?
I guess, apparently. So the annual selection reflects the expression that most captured the year's cultural, linguistic, and digital discourse. Okay. 6ix9ine emerged from Gen Alpha slang and brain rot meme culture, described as purposefully nonsensical and all about being in the absurdity. While the meaning of 6ix9ine remains fluid, dictionary.com noted that it was increasingly used by so many young people to signal something like so-so or maybe this, maybe that, and is often delivered as an interjection rather than a full sentence. I actually have a clip of a kid giving the definition of what 6ix9ine means.
It's like slang to like make parents be like, what does that mean?
So I think that really clears it up.
Yes, it does.
Dude, 2025 is garbage. It is garbage. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a new band from Southern California called People Are Ugly. The R is just the letter. The song is called Sleep Talking. They just played Lollapalooza. They had a strange, unconventional start. Tristan, the drummer, played drums since he was 9, and he emailed a bunch of venues trying to get a slot, even though he didn't have a band or original material. The whiskey got back to him, so he went online and said, hey, does anybody want to be in a band? And they came up with People Are Ugly, and the song is Sleep Talking, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is 420 catch of the day. The band is called People Are Ugly, the letter R in the middle, and the song is called Sleep Talking on K-Rock. It's possible that you'll need your passport.
Oh, yes. You got to get it ready no matter what.
That is pretty great. We have a chance for you to see Bad Omens when they come to Southern California, and you're on the standby boarding list for a trip to see them in
London, England. And I will have that for you at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Megan, you told us a story at 3 Things at 4 about a police officer.
Yeah, so this has been going crazy viral today. And so the police officer was in his boxers during a hearing over Zoom, and he was in his uniform from the waist up, but he didn't realize that where how his computer was angled, that you could see everything, man. It was really, really bad. So, and I really loved the little exchange that they had, too.
You got some pants on, officer?
Sir, they're in the... No, sir.
Sir, they're in the... No, sir. I do not.
And then he did. He fixed it and everything. But I was like, oh, man, so embarrassing.
Zoom has really been difficult for everybody to get their heads around. You can't figure out how to unmute or mute yourself, one or the other. There's just so many different ways that you can screw it up.
Yeah, and it still happens. I mean, even though we've all been using it for such a long time, it happens a lot.
We started using it in 2020, right?
Yeah,
with the pandemic?
Definitely.
And then now everything is on Zoom.
Yep.
And it's unbelievably frustrating, but I love it when something like this happens where he doesn't realize he's in boxers on the screen.
Yeah.
So we're going to take your phone calls and or text at 800-520-1067. You embarrassed yourself on Zoom. Tell people about you in your car trying desperately to figure out how to talk.
Well, usually I use my Zoom on my computer, on my laptop.
Same.
But we had an emergency K-Rock meeting, and I was driving in, so I got on the Zoom, and then I pulled into the parking lot, and I don't like to talk during meeting. I don't want to be involved.
Good.
You know? So,
good.
But at the very end of the meeting, our boss was like, Megan, do you have anything to say? And it took me so long, because I never used it on my phone, so it took me so long to figure out how to unmute, and then I just said, yeah, okay, well,
I
had nothing to add, and then that's how the meeting ended, and I looked like an idiot in front of all of you guys, you know?
So you embarrassed yourself on Zoom. How did you do that? 800-520-1067, and the most entertaining call.
We've got your tickets to see Somber this Sunday at the Fonda.
There's a story going around today about a police officer who didn't have pants on while he was in court on Zoom. So how you embarrassed yourself on Zoom is the topic. 800-520-1067 for your stories or texts.
310 says, definitely lifted up my butt and audibly farted before realizing my camera was on and made the fart face. I was so used to being alone in my house and off camera with my son that it just felt natural. I also have the 714 said I sang Dancing Queen in front of my CFO. I thought it was on mute. I was not.
I love that. 800-520-1067. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. We are talking about embarrassing yourself on Zoom. And we're taking your calls at 800-520-1067 and your text. And for the best one,
we've got your tickets to see Somber this Sunday at the Fonda.
All right. You got a story like that?
Yeah, I got an embarrassing Zoom story.
All right, let's hear it.
I was on it's a Teams meeting. So it's the same thing, Zoom. And then I didn't know, and I was driving, and I didn't know that I was unmuted, and some old lady just cut me off and gave me the double bird. And I started cussing her out, not knowing I was unmuted. So my boss and about 10, 15 other people heard me cuss out an old lady who gave me the double bird.
Oh, my God. Did you, did they say anything while you're in the meeting?
They're like, you know you're unmuted, right? I'm like, oh, shit.
I like the aggressive old lady that's double flipping you off when she's to blame.
You know, I didn't know I was unmuted. So.
That's pretty great. Yeah. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. Well, I have one of the story to tell about a Zoom meeting that was very embarrassing.
Yes, please. What happened?
So I was running a meeting, and I was going through. We're all talking, and then it came to a point where I had to share my screen to show what was going on with a certain project.
Right.
And instead of sharing the right screen that I was doing, I actually ended up sharing my Google search, which was, at the time, I was having real bad stomach cramps. So I had Googled, like, explosive diarrhea. So when I shared the screen and it showed up there, and I was just trying to, like, talk about it. So I wasn't realizing that I had shared my screen about explosive diarrhea. And when the boss was like, your screen's not showing what it's supposed to. And then I realized that I had shared the wrong window.
I got to be honest, it could have been a lot worse.
It definitely could have been.
That's true, yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
800-520-1067. Embarrassing ways that you embarrassed yourself? I could have said that better. You know what I mean, on Zoom. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hi, I have an embarrassing Zoom story.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, when I was working during the pandemic, I used to wear just pajama pants on the bottom, like business on the top, pajamas on the bottom.
Yep.
And one time during a team meeting, just with everybody, my boss, my boss's boss, I kind of relaxed my leg, brought my leg up in a relaxed position for some reason, and everyone saw that I was just wearing pajama pants, and it had come out that that's how I came to work.
I'm sure you were not alone in that.
Yes.
They were so judgmental. Nobody related to me. No one was like, no, me too. Everyone was like, seriously?
What?
Pajama pants?
Yeah. They're lying.
They're lying. You work with liars. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday, and we are talking about how our lives are on Zoom now, and we still hate it, and we still make a lot of mistakes.
Yes, sir.
You got a call for us?
Hi, I was wondering if I could share an online story.
Yes, please. You embarrassed yourself on Zoom. How?
I was at a job site when I had to have a meeting with my director and my supervisor at the time. At the time, me and my supervisor weren't getting along, but we were sharing an office. I had some plans on my computer, but because I was at a job site, I was on Teams through my phone.
Right.
My director was like, hey, we need to get it to those plans. Can you open up your computer? I said, no, because I'm at the job site. He's like, I'm here in the office. I'll open it up for you. While on the Zoom thing, he asked me for my password. Which at the time, because I was not getting along with my supervisor, my password was F my boss. Yeah, sorry. They put my screen name in, and I had to dictate over Zoom, F U C, and then I had to spell out the rest for them.
That's so great.
Did you keep your job?
HR didn't find that funny, but, you know.
No, HR doesn't have a sense of humor in general.
I know I got reprimanded.
You know what? F*** your boss.
Right? K-Rock, hello.
Very, very much embarrassing. Okay, so I'm an aspiring writer in Los Angeles, and I was on a Zoom call with people that market. They're, like, trying to get people, aspiring writers, onto podcasts.
Gotcha.
Or the radio. And I didn't know that my camera was live. I was, like, smoking and drinking and like I'm doing like all sorts of like random shit, and I'm on camera, and I didn't know I was on camera. I just thought I was like an inadvertent like listener,
right?
Like I didn't know that my screen was live. I'm like pouring myself drinks out of like a vodka bottle and
doing lines of coke.
No coke. I mean, there was some math. She doesn't do math.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, all right. So these somber tickets.
I like the F you guy, the F his boss guy.
Yeah.
Because he had to literally spell it out to his boss, whose name was in it.
It's so good.
What
okay.
is his name?
So his name is Luis.
Luis.
Yes.
Hey, congratulations. You won the tickets.
All right. That's awesome. Yeah. I still hold a grudge against that guy, but I learned better.
But you know what? It paid off today, my friend.
Yep.
It paid off.
Congratulations. It is world famous K-Rock, and we have tickets for you to go to Bad Omens when they come to town in March.
And then you'll also be on the standby boarding list to see them again at their sold-out show in London. So that is coming up at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.